Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. Today, Elizabeth and I want to talk to you about many different ways that we have started flower beds in the Ottawa area. And if you like the subject and find it informative, please press subscribe or follow.
Thank you, Marianne, for the introduction. I was going to start off because I probably have more basic techniques than you do. I'm about to start a new garden bed in my backyard, because I want a new vegetable bed. And I have one more patch of lawn that's kind of left. And it's in full sun, which is good for vegetables. And so I'm going to start a garden bed there. Also, it's on a patch of lawn that's not doing very well. So that's another good reason to use that area.
Why isn't it growing well?
I'm not sure. Probably because I don't really look after the lawn very well.
Is it too hot and sunny?
It could be too hot and sunny, yes. My favorite method to start a new garden bed is to choose the shape that I want. I like curvy shapes.
How do you outline it?
You could outline it with just a string or dig and outline the shape.
I used to lay down the garden hose.
Right. That's another good way to do that. I'm going to put a little pathway through it so that I can get to the vegetables from both sides. And then what I like to do is put down a layer of cardboard on top of that, usually a couple of layers of cardboard, just on top of the grass that's there in the outline of the shape. Then I go around the edge of that cardboard with an edger or a shovel. I just dig into the grass and I turn it upside down on top of my cardboard. That keeps my cardboard in place and it makes a nice firm outline of where my shape is.
What time of year do you do that?
Any time of year, honestly. But I just decided I needed a new garden bed right now. And so I'm going to do it right now, because I want to plant some vegetables and I need to start planting them at the end of this month, May. And so I'm going to prepare my bed now. But really, I thought, oh, I want a new garden bed now. And I'm not very patient. So I'm just going to get in there and do it.
When would be the optimum time to do it in Ottawa?
Honestly, I think for this particular method, I think right now is fine.
Okay.
But I do think fall is another good time. But I think actually starting now is perfect.
I started beds in the fall.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've started all of mine in the spring, and this is what I'm doing again. So anyway, so I'm going to put down my cardboard, and then obviously I need to add something to plant into. So I'm going to inload a whole big bag of compost, mushroom compost. I'm going to dump that on top of my cardboard. That's the hard work bit, is dumping it on top of the cardboard. And I'm going to put it to about 6 inches, ideally. And then I'm done. Garden bed done. And then I plant it.
When you plant, do you cut holes through the cardboard or just,
no,
just on top?
The cardboard will wear away. I'm not going to plant vegetables that need a really deep soil. So I'm not going to do carrots.
I'm smiling because what you create and have created is called a perched water table.
Yeah.
And they use them in golf courses because it conserves water.
Yeah, so the cardboard is going to stop the water from going down. Be very moist. That's going to be ideal. I'm going to plant kale in there. You know what? I haven't thought what's beans. I'm going to put in bush beans.
They're great.
Okay, we've decided on one thing. Do the same if I was putting in a flower bed. And they'd be small little plants. And as the plants grow each season, the cardboard is going to break down. They're going to go into that soil that's underneath there. And it's all going to become a really thick, rich garden bed.
I had one friend's house and we put kale in the top layer, which was composted manure. And the kale was gigantic.
Yeah. Good nutrition. Exactly. I'm telling you, it works really well. But I know that you do things a little differently. So, tell me how you start a garden bed.
I have a bunch of different ways.
Of course you do.
It depends on the person's property, what I'm going to end up doing. The simplest method in my own yard, I have clay soil. I come in after work with my sharpened shovel, and I dig it straight down into the soil and lift up an 8-inch deep hunk of sod, and I flip the sod upside down, and I make a whole row of that every night after work. And that way, by the end of the month, the whole garden bed has been flipped upside down, and the sod is at the bottom. The sod has got the part with the most nutrients because it's got the organic matter and the roots of the grass. And then on the top of the soil that's been flipped, I put annual seeds to ground cover it, and then a bit of mulch. So then it just goes through the first summer that way. And then in the fall, I start planting perennials into that soil, because by then the grass has decomposed in situ right there in the soil. In fact, I do every night go out there and put in a shovel full of kitchen scraps underneath one of the lumps of sod that I flipped upside down, and they decompose right in place 8 inches down.
So you're starting that in the spring as well?
Anytime that I decide I'm going to make the bed.
Ah.
But yeah, I could start it in the fall. I could start it in the spring.
Same with me. So I would also start anytime, but usually I'm thinking of it in the spring, and that's when I tend to do stuff. So
I think that's the Ottawa way.
When you get all excited and you want to do it right now,
yes,
no waiting.
That's what I do.
And so what's your next method?
One of the other methods that I use where the soil is also clay-based, and the person needs to raise the garden bed up 3 or 4 inches just because there's a depression in the garden. It's important to remember that in any municipality, you cannot change the drainage system of neighborhoods. They're designed and engineered to ensure that no basements flood. But sometimes a garden will become lower over time. And so if I'm going to raise it up a bit, what I do is I take a fork or a sharp shovel, and I pry the sod and break it up into lumps, but I don't make a lot of effort. I just open it up.
Right, so you're not turning it over this time. You're just opening it. Yeah,
just opening it up, making it a jagged surface, an irregular surface, and then I put compost on top. The compost then becomes a top layer, and then I plant into it.
Right.
And the third method that I use in the Ottawa area is where we have sandy soil. So in the case of sandy soil, I need a big tarp, and I will cut out 1 foot squares of sod about 2 inches deep, and I put them on one part of the tarp really nice and neat and tidy.
It isn't a job for me. But okay, you're neat and tidy. Yeah.
And then in another pile on the tarp, I dig out the next 6 inches of sandy soil, which is where there will be some organic matter mixed in with it. Put it in a pile, and then I go down and take out 4 inches or so of the sand below, put it in a separate pile. When I have this big empty hole, I then put the sod in upside down, and it forms a boundary layer just like your cardboard does. So I'm creating another perched water table.
When you say boundary layer, you just mean a layer that's going to be a layer between the water on top and the medium below.
Yeah, because the way water moves, it stays most easily in the first soil it enters. So if it enters a sandy soil, it will stay in the sandy soil and then go laterally, sideways, across whatever the next layer of soil is below.
Yeah, so that boundary. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it goes into a clay soil, the same thing happens. It goes laterally, sideways, in the clay soil. If you had sand below, it won't drip down into the sand below.
It would stay where it started until it's completely saturated that layer, and then it would start going down again.
It's got to be saturated, and it goes laterally. If it can move sideways, it will move sideways first.
Right, okay. So if you had it in a jar, it would move out sideways and then start going down. But I see what you mean. Because we're in such a large area, it could go out sideways for a really long way before it starts to move down to the next layer.
It happens to a lot of homeowners because when they were building the houses, they would have heavy machinery on the soil around the house, and then they put on 4 inches of top soil and then the sod. But when you water, the water can only penetrate those first 4 inches. It can't go into the hard clay that was packed by the machinery.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a really good point. You don't really think of what might have happened to your garden or lawn before you got there. But of course, yeah, it was all heavy machinery.
And the one thing you never want is water to come off of your property, because if it comes off your property, it will leach away the soil that was on the top.
Yeah, and the nutrients and all the good stuff.
So if they had put topsoil under your turf, your sod, then you can see it go down the road to the sewer. And it takes about 4 or 5 years before you've leached away all the topsoil from under your turf by overwatering at a rate faster than the soil can absorb.
Right.
But back to my building a bed in the sand.
Yeah.
So my sod is at the bottom, upside down.
Yeah.
I make a nice solid layer. And then I take the second pile that was the middle soil, and I put it down on top of the sod layer. And I amend the sand that came from the bottom of the hole with compost, put it on the very top.
So you flipped everything upside down, basically, in layers, adding compost to that very top layer. And that's how you go from a sandy soil and improve that sandy soil.
Yeah. And I'm reducing the rate of leaching out because I've got the sod at the bottom to trap the water.
That sounds fantastic.
And I do prefer to make beds in the fall and let them sit fallow over the winter so that the soil particles can go through the freeze-thaw cycle. And then in the spring, plant them up when they're loose.
Yeah, makes sense. But that would require planning in advance. And some of us aren't very good at planning in advance.
Everyone in Ottawa is so excited when the snow goes.
I thought of another method that I have used, which was actually pretty easy, and it was accidental. So that was in the Byhaven garden where we had that tarp down and it killed all the grass underneath. So when we lifted up the tarp, I saw an opportunity to do something rather than have more grass there and to start a pollinator bed there. And so then I just added compost to that already dead grass area and just broke up the top of the soil a little bit to kind of, like you say, to break up that hard layer that formed, and then just planted straight into that. So that's another easy one, is putting a tarp down in the shape that you want your garden bed to be, letting it kind of die. And then when you lift it off, you're going to just amend the soil and then plant into that.
That's really a very good way to do it.
Yeah.
If you put a clear plastic on the soil during the heat of the summer for 4 or 5 weeks, you will kill the grass, but you'll also solarize the soil. And when you solarize the soil, you kill pathogens and egg cases of insects that are in the turf. So that's another good way to make your bed shape.
Yes, especially if you're worried that maybe you've already got some bugs that have been attacking your, any insect attacking plants that you don't want to have too much of, then that would also remove those from the garden at the same time.
And disease.
Yeah, and diseases. Yeah.
Kills the diseases.
Which is what we're really worried about, because, of course, we want a balance of insects. But if we do have a disease, once it's established, can be hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
That can be one way to try and remove that disease from the area that you're about to plant.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's probably the garden bed.
You did one more.
Did I?
Yes, the mini orchard.
Well, I guess it's similar to what you were doing in a way, because what we did was we just broke up the turf a little bit. But I have to be honest, I didn't do it a lot because it was a huge area. And we started doing a bit of digging. But honestly, I just got bored and tired of that pretty quickly. And I had an enormous amount of compost coming. So we outlined the area with many, many hoses. And so we just had an enormous truck of compost come, like a really thick layer.
When it was cubic yards?
It was 15, 16. Anyway, it was large. And so it was a very deep layer.
But by very deep, it was 6 inches?
More like 8. As is my thing, I didn't wait to plant stuff. I just went ahead and planted it. So this was in the spring, just planted it straight away. And it went really well. And we grew lots of things. Everything's thriving. Nothing died over the winter, which was amazing.
Yeah.
So I was too impatient to wait. And I just did it.
And it worked really well.
And it did work really well.
So luckily, that was on a sand base that's got limestone down about 4 feet below.
Yes.
So your boundary layer is 4 feet below where the limestone is. But that would work on clay too.
Yeah. So that's great. So that's several relatively easy ways. I mean, depending on the size that you're going to do. And that's the other thing I would say is, like, when I make my impulsive garden beds, I'm usually just doing a little area at a time and then planting a new garden bed. And then the next year I'll find another little area and I'll plant another new garden bed. You know, doing a whole project is very hard and needs a lot of planning. But when you're just doing a little bit at a time, it can be more impulsive. And I would care to say that that may be more fun.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth, I think we've covered many different ways people can start a garden. It doesn't have to be complicated. The only thing that you and I both don't do, which is the old-fashioned double digging.
And double digging sounds like an awful lot of work, and I'm very averse to that.
It is a lot of work. It's very disruptive. It damages the soil. It damages the ecosystem inside the soil. Yeah. So no double digging if it sounds like a lot of work. And if your great-great-grandmother wasn't going to do it, you don't need to do it, because they had to grow food, so they couldn't waste time. So we've done lots of different methods. You can pile new material on top of your sod. You could pile it on top of cardboard. You can kill the grass by solarization with clear plastic or with black plastic over winter. Or you can invert the soil. We've got lots of choices.
Yeah, it's great. And so wherever we are, we can make a garden bed.
And both sand and clay can be managed, though you're better off to start with clay because, of course, it actually holds nutrients. Sand, you have to keep being aware that everything leaches out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening to Gardens for Everybody. This was a talk about starting a garden bed. And please follow our podcast.
Yes.